Hey everybody, hey to nobody. This is Cassie Derwin. It is March the 24th. Today's energy right now is 11:40 a.m. on the East Coast, or on a piece of the map where I'm at. So when I say it's the Queen of Clubs day, that's the Sun card. And it's a Three of Diamonds personality. That's the, because it's an Aries, okay? We in Aries energy. Aries energy is Mars. So that's the Mars card. Outward desires. It's an action card. Anyway, I'm coming here today because I'm being obedient. Spirit woke me up at 11:11. I had been sitting with the Jack of Diamonds because she's trying to teach me. And Nobody to Love, the cover, because the original was written by Charlie Wilson and one of the Dukes. I figured this Duke is related to George Duke. Because of the ancestors, we pass things down. I say hey to everybody that has a body, and I give honor to the nobodies because they don't have a body. Some would believe they're resting and they just live in our memories. But trust me, if I believe that, I couldn't do what I do. So I have to believe in what God gives to me. And then my TT told me, don't try to convince nobody. Don't try to convince everybody. Everyone with a body about my assignment. And I thank her for that. Because I can remember when we was kids, she didn't argue. That's her lesson to me as the Six of Spades about things to play out. You don't have to argue with a body. Everybody believe in something. And it's not my job to change their beliefs. My assignment is to be obedient. That's where I get lost in the sauce. Wanting to be heard, wanting to be understood. I already know the energy of the Jack of Clubs is misunderstood. So I'm already being presented with the energy of tomorrow, the 25th. Happy birthday, Aretha. Because today is Nivea's birthday. Yesterday was Chaka Khan's birthday. And tomorrow is Aretha Franklin's birthday. So I'm coming today to, their energy is partying with me, but they're teaching me. So this is why I'm saying this. Yesterday, on the King of Clubs, I heard a rustle in my room, and I thought it was a mouse. Oh my goodness. And I have to know the energies and quit looking at what I was taught, because what I was taught was a whole bunch of stuff that is not a part of my assignment now. And if I am elevating, ascending, that means I rise above some things. Not saying that I'm above them, but my mentality has to get rid of things that no longer serve me. Because if not, I will be anchored to some things that no longer serve me. Yeah, I'd be anchored to them. So, I thought I heard a mouse. Mr. Wilson, the Eight of Diamonds, already told me what the mouse represents. It represents the spirit gonna come through. A reading is going to come through. It's gonna sneak up on you. You're not gonna even know it's coming. But me and my person and the things that I learned from long ago and the things that I'm bound to, I get all screaming and like we used to see on the cartoon where I can't remember what his name was. But on Bugs Bunny, Warner Brothers, whatever you want to call it, the lady would be in the kitchen and she would be just, all you could see was her shoes and her high heels. And the mouse would come through and go to the refrigerator and she would just have a fit. Ah! And I don't know why I want to say Dagworth or something, something. I can't even remember the dang old cat's name. But the cat and the mouse had cut a deal. They had cut a deal. So, you know, the deal was, I'm finna sit up in here and I'm gonna eat. But he forgot he had a job. So now he gotta trick him. But he gotta trick him to join him. What you say, if you can't beat him, you join them. I can't beat them. And I ain't trying to beat them. I'm just being obedient. Hey, everybody. Hey to nobody. So the nobodies are coming here to teach me. And a Jack of Diamonds, which is my... The Jack of Diamonds is my Saturn card. So it's a lesson. It's always a lesson. It's always a lesson. I can't see worth a dang on, y'all. When I say I can't see worth a dang on in the dark without some light shining in. So, you put on your glasses so you allow 20/20 vision on this side. Oh, excuse me. So, can't remember her birthday. Oh, she is the Queen of Diamonds. Okay. So, it's the spirit that came to me. We're going to call her Helen Lane. That's not her name, but all the same. They gave her another name. It's kind of, she's showing me, I may be born Cassandra Royal, but all of a sudden I'm Cassie Derwin now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Cassie Derwin is the King of Clubs. Celebrate her energy yesterday. Me and Chaka Khan had a party, right? Well, today, the Queen of Clubs, Nivea, is complicated. It is. It's complicated. And tomorrow is the Jack of Clubs. All these Aries energies. Because Aries is action. Aries is action. Aries is the spark. That's how I feel. Because, you know, Aries is the start of the natal chart. So when I see Aries, I think of the spark. And then, see, I can't make this up. The spark. Spark. Spark came to me yesterday. I was in the grocery store. Spark birthday was 3/20. So 3/20. Let's look at 3/20, y'all. I'm just going. 3/20 was a three of diamonds. The three of diamonds always teaches me. And that makes me understand. Now, we had Lois on 313, the transition, she was a three of diamonds, right? I carry the three of diamonds. My sister is a three of diamonds. Miss Yvette is a three of diamonds. I can't, and Miss Yvette, Miss Yvette is a Three of Diamonds that taught me something. The Three of Diamonds carries the Jack of Clubs. It's my ex-husband, the wise old crackhead, was a Three of Diamonds. They teach me. Mark taught me some yesterday. I didn't know until just now. I kept telling them in damn Walmart. Walmart is a porthole for me, a portal. You had to say it like that. But the Queen of Diamonds taught me yesterday and her people, Helen Lane and her people. Her people is, her name is Henrietta Lack. Henrietta Lack came to me. And if I didn't believe and wasn't obedient to the nobodies and honored the nobodies, guess what? I would have ignored it. I would have ignored the teaching. And I'm not going to ignore the teaching, but I'm not going to argue with everybody. Or convince everybody that the nobodies are resting. No, the nobodies are blessing. They told me last week, and it might have been on the Three of Diamonds. It might have been on the Three of Diamonds. Your friends ain't on this side. Because on this side, they got too much pride. Nobody want to work with you. So I don't grab somebody. I didn't, since I was a kid, I didn't mess with somebody. The lyrics of the song. I know you tired. You can't make this up. You cannot make this up. I can't make it up. I'm going to put it that way. Somebody can make it up, or they can try. Anyway, nobody to love. That's right. Nobody to love. Nobody to love. It say, I know you're tired of loving with nobody to love. Nobody, nobody. So grab somebody. No leaving this party with nobody to love. Nobody, nobody. Now, somebody else see that totally different from how I see it. But guess what? I don't be messing with somebody no way. I am the somebody because I have a body. So when I say somebody, it's not outside of me, it's inside of me. Because I know I'm tired of loving with nobody to love. It's just saying to me, with nobody to love, I have to love nobody. But when I take it out of the context of this physical, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. So let's look at Mars real quick, because the Three of Diamonds. The Three of Diamonds, Aries. The Three of Diamonds, Aries. The Three of Diamonds, Aries birthday isn't until next month, right? But today, the Queen of Clubs, Aries, want to teach me. Today's date, 324. When you add 324 together, you see 3, and then you got the 24, 6. 3 and 6 equal 9. You can't make this up. It's all in divine timing. And if you look at the year, because now they want to show me something. Wow. They want to show me something on plate 68. I'm just going along with the flow. I'm just going along on plate 67. On plate 67, that's for the year in the United States. On plate 67, we have the Three of Spades. Okay, so listen, they teaching me. So, if you go to plate 67, and look at Uranus starts with the Queen of Diamonds. The Queen of Diamonds is teaching me. because the Queen of Diamonds sits with my life spread. The Queen of Diamonds right now is sitting Uranus Mercury. That is the Queen of Spades on the life spread. The Queen of Spades is my moon card. So now I understand the correlation of why it's coming through. So the Queen this year, the Queen of Diamonds is sitting with my moon. The reason why I can hear, or the reason why the energy, I can hear her. I can feel her energy. And I had to go and research, and her family tells the story. She immortality. Energy don't die. But even if you say energy is resting, how is Henny Penny sit with my ancestors. But I'm between my ancestor altar and the queens, okay? The queen mothers. So I got the Queen of Diamonds. She's sitting there with the Ten of Diamonds, the center of the universe. Because right now, the reason the Three of Diamonds is teaching me, because the Three of Diamonds is sitting with the Queen of Clubs on place 67. The Queen of Clubs is challenging the Three of Diamonds. So the challenge is teaching me. It's teaching me. So when I go down and go across to my King of Clubs, looking at it from my point of view, which is Jupiter expanding, the King of Clubs was yesterday. I'm going to say it again. The King of Clubs was yesterday, and I am expanding, or I'm having faith in what I'm learning, right? So I can't help but to have faith. So when I look at Jupiter, I see faith. I see abundance. I see expansions. I see growth. Philosophy. A higher learning, but a long journey. And I see optimism. Okay? So now today, the Queen of Clubs is here to teach me. The Queen of Clubs on the original spread, she sits, on the life spread. Let me quit saying original, because the pure spread is the original spread. So you always have to go back to something else. So when I look at the Queen of Clubs on the life spread, she sits Mercury, Mars. So that's mental. That's how you think and that's how you speak. And then I told you before, Mars is like about action. And we are in Mars energy because we're in Aries energy. So the Queen of Clubs is about energy, action, desires, initiative, assertive. It's about being bold and it's about being aggressive, but it's about being courageous. And sometimes you might get mad when you're dealing with that Aries energy. So when I look at the Three of Diamonds, and know that the Three of Diamonds is sitting Jupiter. It's about having faith. So yesterday, the Three of Diamonds is sitting in the center of the universe. I tried to ignore him on place 68. I'm looking at the United States. I'm looking at the United States. Well, I'm looking at place 68, but we look at the United States because the United States is 247 years old. So that would be place 67. But when I look at place 67, place 67 is a 6 and a 7 equals 13. 13 reduces to 4. It's about breakthroughs for me because 4 is Uranus. Some people understand it and some people don't. But you guess what? It's not my assignment to make those everybody's believe what I believe. That's not my assignment. So I look at my Two of Spades, which is my Pluto. If you know, you know.
You don't go where you tolerate it. You go where you're celebrated. Because guess what? In this podcast, somebody is receiving keys. Somebody is sitting with the Royal Club family. Today is the Queen of Clubs. Personality, the Three of Spades. The Queen of Clubs personality. It's the Three of Diamonds. Sorry. I just messed that all up. It's the Three of Diamonds because it's Mars. So the Three of Diamonds is here to teach me. So the Queen of Clubs has the Three of Diamonds energy as a ram. So it can be aggressive. The Queen of Clubs can be aggressive. But it's going to take actions. It's going to initiate things. It's about being bold. She can be bold sometimes. Some of the things she say. But what I also see with the Queen of Clubs, she's very courageous. Very, 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 very courageous. I listen sometimes to the Three of Diamonds and it's Neptune. So I know that I'm building the natal chart with these energies. When we look at it that way, it seems easier. Like you may know, like I might know a bunch of King of Clubs, but then I take the energy of that King of Clubs and see where I would sit them on that circle. Remember, I'm sitting in the middle. So I'm going to look at every house. I'm going to look at all 12 houses. And I know that I have placements in every one of those to do with my Jupiter, about having double faith. Because looking at place 67, the Three of Diamonds is sitting Jupiter, Jupiter. It's about having faith, but it's also about breakthroughs. So sometimes you have to close your mouth and let people believe what they believe. But that don't mean you latch on to what they're doing. Because at 11-11, that's one. I'm going to tell you what it is. 11-11, it's the intuition. Encourage you to keep following your spirit. You're on the right path. If you see this, listen to your gut and listen to your heart. And so then that means tomorrow, the Queen of the Jack of Clubs is going to come in here. Because remember, today, Nivea is singing, it's complicated. It's complicated. So that's the song of the day. It's complicated. But tomorrow, the Jack of Clubs is singing, if you look into your heart with a positive mind, take self-inventory. Take inventory. Take self-inventory. I can't make this up. I can't. I'm not. I don't have to make it up is what I just heard. I do not have to make it up. I couldn't understand how come. But if you look at the energies and forget about the bodies, everybody, and look at nobody. And remember the song say, I know you tired. You say, I know you're tired of loving with nobody to love. Nobody, nobody. That's the royal, that song says to me, that's the royal court. That's no, with nobody to love. That's the royal court. Nobody king, nobody queen, nobody jack. I have a body. And my body is being used to help everybody that's willing to listen. When I say energy never dies, energy never dies. I just keep my eye on the prize of being obedient. So, yesterday, the Three of Diamonds came to teach me, which let me know, because the body, They think it's part of everybody, always looking at what I'm gonna get out of it. But that's just Jack of Clubs energy. So it's not like I'm off track. I just told you, you're on the right path. If you listen to your gut and to your heart, it encourages you to follow your spirit. That's what I do. And that's why I'm sitting up with the sun shining in. Because we have karmas here, and we have challenges, because you don't know how far you come if you're not challenged, if you're not tested, if you don't use your tools. I use my tools, and the Ten of Clubs told me yesterday, 12 seconds. Well, when I see 12, I see 3. It's about faith. 12 seconds. 3 is Jupiter. Told me to count to 12. Which maybe I need to count to 21. I need to reverse it. Because I know 1, 2, 3 don't do it always. That is it. I'm still in my head. So I'm getting cognitive. I'm getting cognitive tools. I'm using cognitive tools, and they come through different bodies. They come through everybody if I listen and don't take it personal. I can't take it personal. I can't take it personal. So when I say the Wilsons, Mr. Wilson came, or his energy, the Eight of Diamonds came yesterday to shine light on something. But really, he was just telling me, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. So when I got to, it's crazy. When I got to where I was going, it was a birthday celebration yesterday. It was a party yesterday on the Queen of Diamonds. It was a party. It was a party yesterday for the Queen of Diamonds, basically. The Queen of Diamonds took me to a party. Because when I got to the party, I met the Queen of Diamonds. And the Ten of Clubs said that she looked older than what she was because she's immortal. That makes so much sense. So in front of me was Henny. Oh my goodness. Wait till I tell the Ten of Clubs this. What I was seeing. You just have to be open and be obedient. Because I felt like I wasn't getting a monetary bonus. It's so much bigger than the physical. And I know it be sounding like I'm rambling on, but I ain't really talking to nobody but myself. Because remember, I'm with the nobodies. I got nobody to love. Nobody, nobody. I know you tired of loving. You and I do. I get tired of loving folks that don't listen, but they're not supposed to listen. I'm supposed to listen to the nobodies. Because I'm that body. I'm somebody. They grab somebody. They grab me. Because they know I can hear them. The nobodies. Love everlasting. Energy never dies. This is a recording. This is a recording for the Jack of Clubs and the King of Clubs, Cassandra and Cassie. This is a marker. She needs this energy to be put here. If you're listening and it helps, if you can even keep up, because I can't even keep up with the ramblings just went on. But I'll understand it when I go back to write it down. She told me to look at this. Maybe this I understand it. Okay, so she was the Leo Queen of Diamonds. Yesterday, I looked at a Queen of Diamonds. I can't remember what day she taught me. Oh, I can't remember the day she told me she was born, but it was the Queen of Diamonds. It was February the 13th. No. It was May. The Queen, she was May the 7th. So that was a Taurus Queen of Diamonds. Okay. So a Taurus Queen of Diamonds came to teach me. Taurus Queen of Diamonds. Taurus is what? Okay. Taurus Queen of Diamonds. So that's let me know that she was the Queen of Diamonds in August. It was the first marker. And that was a Leo. But yesterday she showed up as a Taurus, Venus, loving on me. That's how I feel. She came as a Venus, and her element was Earth. And she was feminine. She was, but she was deliberate. She was patient. She was practical. She was slow. She was reliable. And she told me she can be very mean. Yeah, she said, because I'm mean. But she was open and receptive. And she seemed to really enjoy. So I know that the Queen of Diamonds is proud of me. And I know the Three of Diamonds is proud of me. Because I was obedient, and I was open, and I was receptive. And as much as I tried to ignore the Three of Diamonds, he was teaching me. He was teaching me. So he was. He taught me. He taught me yesterday. So then I go back to place 67. Place 67 is sitting with the Queen of Clubs, which is today, and it's the Ten of Diamonds. So the Queen of Clubs is challenging me. They challenged me yesterday. They really did. They really did. But then, so this equal 11 to 13. 13 equal 4. 11 equal 2. 4, 2, 2. That's what I just seen. 4, 2, 2. What is 422? Let me look at 422 to see what the 422 equal. 422 equal the Ace of Diamonds. So the message is I'm acing this. I'm acing this. But then I go back to 320. And that's still the Three of Diamonds. So, and on 313... On 313 was the Ten of Diamonds. Okay, so listen. On 313, the Three of Diamonds left here. And I told them on this year, she's sitting right there. She's sitting in the Ten of Diamonds house, the Three of Diamonds. And next week, I think on Wednesday or Thursday, the Three of Diamonds is being laid to rest. But the Three of Diamonds on 320, it makes sense. It's about faith. I have faith. And long as I have faith, I will be rewarded. And the universe will take care of me. So I'm supposed to listen to my gut, and my gut say yes, and my gut say no. And now I know what I'm to do on Thursday. Okay, y'all. Maybe whenever this gets put in the book, because the Queen of Clubs family the Queen of Diamonds family told me, how did she say it? Okay, I'm going to tell you. It said just this last night. It came to me. It said, the Queen of Diamonds said, royalty is able to tell its noble story exactly the way it wants to. If told differently, it is not the royal's words. It's words by another. I now understand why I tell my own story my way. I don't need you others to speak for me. This is Cassie Darwin. And thank you for listening. If you're listening, and if it don't make sense to you, then it ain't for you. If you can follow it, then hey, kudos to you, because I can't even follow it. Again, right now it's 12:15. That's my cue out. Peace.